Well, it was a track called Sommelier by Nectar, spelt N-E-K-T-A, a female. Anyway, there's a Melbourne sommelier at Carlton Wine Room called Travis Howe, and he recently was announced as the Age Good Food Guide's Sommelier of the Year. So our reporter Sue Ahern went to Carlton to find out why it's important, especially in a food and wine destination such as Melbourne.
Travis, welcome to Travel Writers Radio.
Thank you, Sue.
And congratulations on being named Sommelier of the Year and the Age Good Food Guide.
Thank you, thank you. Always a privilege.
So what does that mean to a sommelier?
I think it's a huge award. It's a nice honour. But I think maybe if you really want to go down the path of being a sommelier, it's a long time of work, right? It takes a lot of reading, a lot of time outside of work and doing a lot of unglamorous study, much like anything else that you'll study. So the award is beautiful for that recognition of hard work. I think this award, for me, is probably more about a body of work rather than anything I've done in the last month or two or year. So from that perspective, it's really humbling and I'm really happy about it.
So how did you become a sommelier?
I didn't even know what one was when I started hospitality. I had no idea. There was no such thing. There was no SOM documentaries. There was no Wesset study. There was none of that. There was just you find the best list, you work with the best people you can find, and that means you work the most hours and you get paid the least amount of money. And if you can handle that and you still love it, well then pursue it. So that's basically what I did, which was the old method, I guess. So that's how I became one. How I actually formally became one was as soon as the study became available and you could get accreditation, I was the first one through the door. When were we first doing that? 2008. So that was a while ago. That's how I did it. Just passionate.
So it seems to become a very popular thing for restaurants and bars to have one.
Yes and no. I guess I reckon maybe in my small view of it, I think 8 or 10 years ago is when it was very popular and there was a lot of sommeliers in a lot of restaurants striving for two hats and three hats and a whole different set of wage costs in restaurants, a whole different set of beverage costs, different set of everything. Pre-GFC, all of these things. So sommeliers, there was a lot of sommeliers, a lot of restaurants investing in sommeliers. These days, I think it's pretty hard to find sommeliers on the floor. You might have a couple that write a wine list, but the paychecks and the luxuries that you were afforded 10 years ago are very different to what a sommelier is today. Today's sommelier is a bit more of a scrapper.
So can you tell us about, what is it you actually do? What do you bring?
What do we do? I guess your absolute number one focus is always you're in charge of beverage for the business. Beverage is what makes, I'm sure a lot of people in the restaurant industry know that it's pretty hard to make a cent out of food. It's probably, you're doing well if you don't lose money. So if you make money out of beverage, you've got to make money out of beverage considerately. Basic rules apply, like you can't be greedy. And the way that you can't be greedy is by offering great products. And the way that you offer great product is by tasting extensively. You try and work a little bit harder to do those extra appointments, do those extra tastings, and that goes straight to value for the customer. That's what a sommelier does now. They provide, hopefully, the best product with a lot of time in their own time and for their customers. It's pretty honest work, I think. Yeah.
So we're here at the Carlton Wine Room.
Yes.
Can you tell us, what do you have here?
What wines have you got? Our wine program or beverage program, I guess, works in two different streams. First, we have a 100-bottle list, which is tiny. It changes every week. It's very fast-moving. Small artisan producers, they don't make a lot, nor does Australia get much. So some things will come, they'll be gone the next week and off they go, we wait till next year. So a very dynamic, moving, fluid wine list of 100 bottles. Leans probably slightly more toward Italian, if anything, maybe 50-60% Italian, then Aussie, French, rest of the world, wherever it might come from, we've got things from all over the place. And for me, one, suits me because I like Italian wine, but two, I think a little tilt of the cap to where in Carlton, a lot of great Italian food and culture and restaurant culture in Melbourne stems from this very place where we're located. So if I didn't have at least 50% of my wines Italian, I'd feel like I'm being a little bit rude to the postcode. So that's what we're doing here. The other line of what we're doing here is that we have a reserve list. So we really wanted to put a little bit more wine back into the Carlton Wine Room. So we've got quite a serious reserve list that's going and building, and that's sort of available on request. It's not something we throw down people's throat. I don't like presenting people with a wine list that's packed full of really expensive, rare things if they're not into that. So it's around. Ask for it. We'll give it to you. But that's a pretty fun project, and that's more development for the future. So setting up a point of difference and utilising our cellar that we're lucky to have.
So how do you choose? I mean, do you follow trends, or is it your own personal tastes that you think people might appreciate? How do you decide?
A combination. A few factors. One, my perception of value, I guess, because perception of value is different for everyone. So my perception of value is, does the wine reflect its variety? Does it reflect the place where it's grown? If that's of consideration. And then if it does it do that as well as anything else within that field? And if it does it as well as anything else within that field, is it as good a value, pound for pound? If it ticks those boxes, then it's got to be able to pair with at least two or three dishes on the menu. Because if someone wants to order that bottle without asking for help, I want to make sure it's not going to mess up their whole food or make their food taste bad because they're drinking a different wine. And then from there, it suits, I guess personal taste is a consideration, but it's not so much taste, it's more like my opinion of something, regardless of where in the world it comes from, how good it is, how good that value is, on that criteria, basically. There's a few other things, but I think if you choose a wine list which is just based on your personal taste and all these great bottles that you love, then that's an amazing wine list for one person, which is not something I'm really into.
So what is your favourite wine of all the 100 bottles you've got at the moment?
Oh, good question.
Yeah, do you have it?
I hate them all today. I'll love them all tomorrow. I don't know. Oh, gosh. I don't know. You know what? My favourite bottle at the moment is $48 a bottle. It's a Chianti from 2016 from Tuscany. Organic farmers, Camposino. It's light. It's got great character. It smells like Tuscany. Looks like Tuscany, but it's elegant. So, yeah, that's actually my favourite wine today. But it literally will change tonight.
So how did you get into this business?
I have no idea. I don't know. I was bartending and I was fascinated by... Actually, when I think about it. Bartending and serving pretty high-end drinks and cognacs and doing that sort of stuff a bit more seriously. And then I had one very experienced front-of-house waiter in the bar out the front selling bottles of wine. And I'd just been working really hard and just got getting slammed in the cocktail bar for about 2 hours. And then he walked over and sold two bottles and turned up and showed me the bill and said, "What have you been doing for the last 2 hours? This took me 5 minutes." I was like, "I should learn a little bit more about this. Like, one, it's either really good or it's not. And I want to find that out." And then I made the transition into restaurants and off it went from there.
So you've got quite a history in Melbourne working in some top restaurants, haven't you?
Yeah, in Melbourne, yep. And Perth, where I'm originally from. So I've only really had about five or six jobs in nearly 20 years of hospitality. But in Melbourne, I've been here. Before here, I was at Coda, which I opened 8.5, 9 years ago as a sommelier there. Then we opened Tonka, so I did the beverage for both. So that was my last 8, 9 years. And then before that, it was about 3, 3.5 years at Taxi, working with an amazing wine team, incredible list, and really got to learn some great things off Lincoln Riley, amongst others. It was an extraordinary team there, and that was a pretty good shop back in the day. Before that, Balthazar in Western Australia. That was a special place. I've never pulled so many expensive corks in my life. Unbelievable learning opportunity. And then David Coomer's food at Star Anise before that really taught me about food and wine, and wine's place at the table when perhaps I was a little bit more naive about whether it should be there or not.
So how's the Carlton Wine Room going?
Pretty good. So far, we're happy. I think Andy and myself, we're pretty thrilled with the people that are coming in. Really nice to sort of find our little place and try and settle into the neighbourhood, which is all the things that we really wanted to achieve. We wanted to be very local and suburban focused. So far, that seems to be working. Thank you, locals, for turning up. We love you. And it's been good. It's been great. We've been getting a lot of familiar faces and friends coming in as well, so that's always good. So far, we've got a fantastic team we're happy with. Everyone's getting along. We're working pretty hard, but we're all smiling. It's good. We're happy.
Great. Well, thank you very much for your time today.
You're welcome. Thanks, Sue.
That was Sommelier of the Year, Carlton Wine Room's Travis Howe, speaking with Sue Ahern.